Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Heavy rains over the weekend and frozen ground resulted in standing water at various locations all over the Kenai Peninsula, leading to high river waters in some places, road damage, and flooding to some properties. Parking lots and road ditches were full of water, and rising river and stream waters even spread out across roads and footpaths in some places. A portion of Oil Well Road in Inilchik washed out during the rainstorms, and a portion of the road collapsed as a large Hillcorp truck was crossing the area, causing the truck to roll off the side of the road.
We haven't determined the root cause. We think it might be associated with a culvert failure, but about half the road washed out and a Hillcorp rig flipped over in the water.
That's Scott Griebel, Kenai Peninsula Borough Roads Director.
They're placing riprap in the hole, trying to get enough footing to retrieve their vehicle. Once that's done, then we're going to move on to a full assessment and road repair.
No injuries were reported for the driver of the truck. The heavy rains prompted flood warnings all across South Central Alaska and resulted in minor flooding in several areas. In one place, passersby at the Alaska Cab parking lot on K Beach Road couldn't help but notice the large amount of standing water reaching up over the base of the Brew drive-through coffee shop. As for the incident at Oil Well Road, Griebel says that while the road damage is a small, localized area, the weight of the truck may have caused the collapse.
We think that it softened up from all of the flow, and then the big truck got in it, and it just kind of collapsed on them, and they rolled over in the ditch.
Some new sculptures are coming to the Kenai Municipal Airport. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with a report.
The Kenai Municipal Airport is building a new bronze wildlife sculpture to welcome passengers and visitors departing and arriving in Kenai. The sculpture will bring a degree of art that enhances and amplifies the community and conveys a unique welcome message of respect and awareness. The life-size and lifelike sculptures of a brown bear with two cubs are designed to capture the essence of the Kenai Peninsula and its wild treasures and beauty. Mary Bondurant, former Kenai Airport Manager, says the idea originated in 2023 when the Kenai Wildlife Refuge approached her about bringing a design idea they had a few years earlier of bronze sculptures at the airport. Bondurant then met with the city of Kenai and Christine Cunningham, assistant to the city manager.
So this is just going to create a great photo opportunity for people when they come to the airport. And in a lot of cases, it's the airport's the first thing they see when they come to the Kenai Peninsula.
Cunningham says the council is very supportive of the project and is encouraging the group to get funding so the sculpture won't be funded by taxpayer dollars. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
The names of the Alaska State Troopers who fired their weapons during last week's shooting in Kisilov, killing 32-year-old Kisilov resident Mason Toloff, have been released after a mandatory 72 hours of administrative leave. All three law enforcement officers are part of the Alaska State Troopers Southern SWAT team and discharged their firearms during the SWAT operation. They are identified as Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Ethan Norwood, a 12-year veteran of AST, Alaska State Trooper Jonathan Lindblom, a 2-year veteran of the Alaska State Troopers, and Homer Police Officer Charles Lee, a 4-year veteran of the Homer Police Department. Toloff was the cause of a 911 complaint last Thursday night when he was reported to have been yelling and firing a weapon near Crooked Creek Road in Kisilov. During a standoff with the Southern SWAT team, Toloff fired at a drone released by troopers, then turned his weapon on an officer in uniform and fired, striking her in the leg. The trooper was taken to a Kenai Peninsula hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Near the end of the four-hour standoff, Toloff again pointed his shotgun at law enforcement officers, prompting Norwood, Lindblom, and Lee to open fire on him. Toloff was declared deceased at the scene. AST announced on Friday that Toloff's next of kin had been notified. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.